It's very important that people are aware of it, people attend it, both for members that are already signed up, and anybody wishes to come along to get signed up, or at least wishes to come along to find out what's happening and listen to the speakers. Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace is coming, and Vanessa Clark as well from Munchen Regier, Tax Coordinator from the county, and there will be other members of Garda Síochána there as well, subject to availability at the time.
Has the text alert scheme been successful in the Dunfanaghy area up until now?
Yeah, it has. Well, we feel it has. Like, you know, there's been quite a few texts there on various things there all year. So it's been good. Like,
so really your message is that it is a very worthwhile initiative. People should be signing up. We know that people have already signed up, but more residents in the area, the more effective, I suppose, it will be.
The more effective it will be. And I know to note as well, in recent times, recent weeks particularly, it's got the text alert in general has got some bad press in a couple of areas, but for whatever reasons. And that's not entirely fair either, because I think if there is bad press on it, it should come to a conclusion one way or another what happened. I mean, people say about a text not going out, there could be various reasons for that. There could be just operational reasons why it didn't go out. But it's not fair to start saying on social media and various other places, newspapers and so on, that texts weren't sent out. And the people then are left hanging then, not knowing why the text didn't go out then. There's a number of reasons why the texts may or may not have went out, but they failed to stop short of saying that to the public. And then the text alert, like ourselves then, and various other ones that are working well with the Gardaí and the community, end up getting possibly a bit of a downside out of it then, if you like.